This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, December 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Budget deficit worsens again. Feds grant $72 million for salt and sea. Time to split the farm bill? And H-2A demand slows. LAO, state has not cut enough spending. The Legislative Analyst Office revised its estimate for the state budget deficit yesterday, pinning another $10 billion to the problem. The state initially anticipated just a $14 billion shortfall last summer when it approved a budget for the current fiscal year. That led to comparatively modest spending cutbacks, according to the LAO. To address the reality of a $68 billion program, the office recommends pulling back $10 billion in previous spending. Natural resources and environmental programs would account for $1.9 billion of that total. The analysts calculate that spending on natural resources must be trimmed by 20% and environmental protection by 33% in the next legislative session. Further declines would reverberate through at least 2027. The governor could also declare a fiscal emergency to allow lawmakers to dip into the state's $24 billion rainy day fund. LAO's Gabe Pettick told reporters that even with these options, lawmakers and the governor will still face difficult choices down the road. New Almond CEO leans into nutrition, sustainability, and innovation. Clarice Turner took over as president and CEO of the Almond Board this week. After the board's first leadership change in more than two decades, Turner is eyeing opportunities to make her mark on the industry and define her tenure. She hopes to focus marketing and advertising efforts on the nutritional density and shelf life of almonds. As a vice president at Starbucks, Turner led the effort to adopt bistro boxes at each of the chain's 20,000 stores, a massive lift for maintaining freshness and consistency. That effort has given her respect for the distinct advantage of a long shelf for life for almonds, she told reporters. Turner also wants to own the narrative on the environmental story and in a way that people don't question it as greenwashing. She noted that the board of directors has been super helpful over the past 3 months in setting the guardrails along that path. On the note of innovation, Turner mused with the idea of an almond-based pasta after talking with chefs in her role as a trustee at the Culinary Institute of America. Feds grant $72 million for restoring the Salton Sea. The Interior Department has dedicated $72 million to the Newsom administration's plan for clearing up the Salton Sea. The money will help control dust from the drying lake bed, restore aquatic habitat, and conserve water for communities and wildlife. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Touton described the effort as a critical component of a partnership with the Imperial Irrigation District and others to conserve water supplies in the Colorado River. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senior House Ag member calls for splitting farm bill. Representative Austin Scott, the Georgia Republican who chairs the House Agriculture Subcommittee that oversees commodity programs, says it's time to split the farm bill. It's long been an article of faith that keeping nutrition and farm programs together ensured there would be bipartisan support for both SNAP and commodity programs. But in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, Scott argues that commodity programs no longer benefit from being tied to nutrition policy. He also wants to make commodity programs permanent so they would no longer have to be renewed every 5 years. If the farm bill is split, quote, then you can have a more honest debate about what it takes to give America's agriculture producers the risk mitigation tools they need and how perhaps we should make changes on the SNAP benefit side of it, not just with work requirements, but other things as well, Scott says. Now keep in mind, Scott is calling for splitting the farm bill illustrates how difficult it's going to be to pass a farm bill next year. House Republicans face a conundrum. Their thin majority makes it virtually impossible to pass a farm bill without Democratic support. But Democrats are certain to oppose cuts to nutrition or other conservation spending that could be used to address other issues in the bill. House Republicans split the farm bill in 2013 in order to get it out of the House, but that's not clear they could do that next year. Republicans had a much larger House majority in 2013. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. H-2A growth eases. The number of H-2A positions certified by the Labor Department rose just 2% in fiscal 2023, that after increases of 15% in 2021 and 17% in 2022, according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Altogether, over 378,000 positions were certified in fiscal year 23 that ended September 30th. That's an increase of more than 100,000 since 2020, even though the adverse effect wage rate rose 19% over the same period. Florida led the nation with almost 52,000 certified positions in 2023. California was next at almost 41,000. Georgia was over 37,000. Washington State was almost 36,000. And North Carolina came in at over 26,000. Climate projects mean a lot of seed demand. Sellers of cover crop seeds may have their hands full when projects designed to develop climate-smart commodities kick in next year. Bruce Knight, a consultant and former Natural Resources Conservation Service chief, says that more than half of the 141 projects funded through the $3.1 billion Partnerships for Climate-Smart Commodities program focus on cover crop adoption. Two projects foresee planting of cover crops on more than 1 million acres each, he said at the ASTA convention. He said, quote, that's a lot of seed demand. Well, here's today's She Said It. You have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason, and you should use them proportionally. That Almond Board CEO, Clarice Turner, reciting her father's mantra to describe her collaborative leadership style. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, December 8th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Allen.